This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So evidently, a Russian weatherman told a media anchor and Putin-backed propagandist that conditions are, quote, ideal for a nuclear strike on member countries of NATO. This from the Jerusalem Post. Well, you know, just as a public service, we are passing that on. Obviously, we have never heard, you know, this level, it seems, of this kind of talk. We keep hearing it. A lot of people think it's a lot of bluster that goes on. But when you actually have people starting to talk about the idea that, well, you know, the weather is actually right for this, you know, I think, again, it shows, I think it shows that just how desperate they are getting. Now, obviously, Russia seems to be doing very well, unfortunately, in Ukraine. Even so much so that the Pope is chiming in and telling Ukraine to have the courage to wave the white flag and start negotiations. But folks, at what point are we able to actually deal with people who would continue to contemplate openly, publicly, the idea of using nuclear weapons in this conflict? Again, you know, it's just, it's a very, very strange time that we're living in. But we'll tell you more about this, of course, as we head through the program. Folks, it's the Monday edition. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959 is the number to call. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, we already heard from Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. 47 degrees there and storming. So that's right. I hope Richard can batten down the hatches. Right before we went to the top of the hour news in hour number one, this is the official launch of hour number two, by the way, we were hearing a great song by request from Driver Ron. We've got another great song by request coming up in the fourth segment, again, a little before the top of the hour this morning here in hour number two. But, folks, it is going to be a great Monday. I know that. I know that it's Monday. We can't do anything about the idea that it's Monday. But one of the things we can do, of course, is to take you through your early morning hours as best as we possibly can, keep you informed, tell you what's happening, and, of course, hopefully, make you smile a little bit on this Monday. But I'll tell you something else, though, too. Joe Biden has been out there, of course, after the State of the Union, and wanting people to I guess he knows he's in campaign mode. He knows that he's in campaign mode. I'm sure that he understands that this is, you know, he's still campaigning. But what is he campaigning for? I don't know if this is on a note card, but maybe it should be on a note card. Let's listen to Joe Biden in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, I have a message for you. Send me to Congress that I can support this right, and I promise you, if we take back Congress, we will restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land.
So what's he running for again? I think he's running for Congress. Now, this has happened before, right, when Joe Biden walks into the, you know, the coffee shop or something like that. Hi, I'm Joe Biden. I'm running for Congress. I'm running for the Senate. Unfortunately, you know, we laugh a little bit about it, but it's really no laughing matter. It's very, 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 very concerning, to say the least. And the reason I bring it up here at the top of the program, because, again, you know, these are the kinds of, imagine if President Trump makes any gaffe whatsoever, the media is all over it. Do you see the decline of President Trump? Do you see how terrible it is? Do you see that this man is absolutely insane and can't, you know, do this kind of stuff? This is, they jump all over it. But Joe Biden can say, send me to Congress Oh, my goodness. At that point, you know, Kamala Harris is like, yes, yes, send him to Congress. Send him to Congress, and then I'll be the president finally, or something like that. I'm sure she's thinking about that very much so. All right. So once again, folks, welcome to the program. It is the Monday edition. We do have so many things to tell you about here on the show this morning. As we mentioned, of course, the Pope is now gotten involved into the Ukraine issue. This from Reuters. Pope Francis said in an interview that Ukraine should have what he calls, quote, the courage of the white flag, unquote, and negotiate an end to the war with Russia that followed Moscow's full-scale invasion 2 years ago and that has killed tens of thousands. Francis made his comments in an interview recorded last month with Swiss broadcaster RSI, well before the latest offer by the Turkish president to host a summit between Ukraine and Russia to end the war. He made the fresh offer, the Turkish president, that is, Erdogan, made the fresh offer after a meeting in Istanbul with his Ukrainian counterpart, Volodymyr Zelensky. Zelensky has said that while he wants peace, he will not give up territory. Now, my friends, it seems to me, and, you know, all this stuff, you know, well, Ukraine's really Russia, and it's really part of Russia, and Russia has every right to go into Ukraine. We've actually, you know, people have said this kind of stuff, right? But no matter, when people want to be free, that might be a little bit of a different story, even if all that were true, right? But the idea that somehow Putin's going to hold on to what he wants, he gets what he wants, all those people die in vain, and, you know, and then Ukraine knuckles under. That may not be the best outcome to this. And I'm saying that, you know, kind of facetiously, obviously. Obviously, this would be terrible because I don't think that Vladimir Putin has designs to simply stop there. I think he does want to do other things. But nevertheless, it is interesting that you've got the Pope chiming in on this. And it's really interesting because I think Vladimir Putin's been offered so many ways of getting out of this war that he's not taking, but yet now you're just supposed to wave the white flag. That is a very, very interesting thing, to say the least. Well, folks, when we come back, we got much more to talk about. We'll talk about people wanting to send Joe Biden to Congress. Kid you not. Stay right there. We are coming right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product.
This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Did you know that the FDNY is now turning up the heat on firefighters who cheered Trump and booed Letitia James with a scolding internal letter? This from the New York Post. FDNY brass is turning up the heat on pro-Trump firefighters who showered state attorney Letitia James with boos at a raucous promotion ceremony. Memo obtained by the Post reveals the memo handed out by at a Big Apple firehouses on Sunday warns firefighters that department investigators are reviewing video footage in the event in Brooklyn last week to ID those behind the grossly inappropriate conduct and caution them to keep their politics at home. When you're not on duty, feel free, feel however it says you want about politicians, the document said. Vote, protest, that's your right. But don't do it on the job's time, on other members' time, or on their family's time. Do it on your own time. Okay, folks, I hope that you're able to stay tuned for hour number four this morning. It comes along in the 5 o'clock hour, 5 o'clock Eastern time. We're going to be talking with Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. He is a retired firefighter, and I am dying to get his perspective on this, okay? But nevertheless, my question to Letitia James would be, it seems that, I guess they're talking about this as an official event and so forth, but my question to Letitia James would be, didn't you do this whole thing? Didn't you become this official, this attorney general, on the idea that you had a political agenda to take down Donald Trump no matter what it took? The whole reason to vote for you, for the attorney general, which prosecutes crimes, right, is to go, the whole plan was to go find a crime. We'll find it, basically. I'm just kind of summing it up there. But she did campaign on the idea that she would get Donald Trump. So where did the hold the phone. Where did the politics come from in all of this? I'm not sure. I'm not really sure where the politics came from in all this. The memo also reinforced that the department's Bureau of Investigations and Trials was going after the offenders, echoing an email by Chief of Department John Hodges on Saturday. Firefighters, quote, should understand that BITS is gathering video and identifying members that brought discredit to the department. We want the members to come forward. They will come to HQ to be educated on why their behavior is unacceptable. Okay. All right. The memo also said the department's reputation with the ceremony's host has also been damaged and added that we may lose that venue now. I seem to recall, too, didn't police officers and other public servants, didn't they turn their back? Was it Don de Blasio at some point? You're just supposed to have a rah-rah session in this kind of thing. I'm not sure. All right. So once again, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And by the way, as I said, we'll be talking with Frank Silvato. Hour number four, we'll be talking with Denise Simon here just a little before the top of hour number three. We're almost smack dab in the middle of hour number two right now. And so we've got a lot to talk about. And then sort of rounding out the program later on this morning, we've got Patrick Hyland. He's the host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860, The Answer. And we'll be talking with him. You know, March Madness is coming here, so he's going to have a lot of great information from the sports world to tell us about as we move through the program this morning. Now, the taxation fantasy land that Joe Biden was living in. By the way, before I get to the taxation thing. This, because we have there's a billionaire who's refuting the stuff that Joe Biden was talking about. You know how, you know, these billionaires aren't paying their fair share, and these companies aren't paying their fair share. And this is a now a tired sort of trope, isn't it? This idea that, well, somebody's not paying their fair share. That's the reason you have a problem. No, the reason you have a problem is not because somebody's not paying their fair share. Number one, you're taxed too much already. And second of all, the inflation is so high comparatively to what prices have been like in, let's shall we say, recent times, that you are absolutely getting taken for a ride. So again, a lot of this is about deflection. Now you've got to blame somebody else. Barack Obama used to blame the Wall Street fat cats and, you know, this kind of stuff. So this is, you know, it's a game that they're playing. You know what really infuriates me? What really infuriates me is that the far left, Biden administration, and their ilk, they're playing a game. They're playing a game. And the game is, you know, continue to get support by any means, by hook or by crook. You know, come up with the ultimate messaging factor and just, you know, keep it all going and get power. Now, many of the conservatives, and I know that there are people on both sides of the aisle that love to get aggrandizement. I get that. But generally speaking, you go talk to John and Jane Q. Public across the highways and byways, and John and Jane Q. Public, if they're conservative, they're not interested in just playing some game about power. They actually think, hey, you know, we could establish this great atmosphere for my business to thrive, for my farm to do better, for my my employees to do better, for everybody to do better. We can actually do that. And by the way, we can live our lives, and we can have our beliefs, and we can live peaceably with other people. That's many times how so many people feel. And they don't see it as some game that goes on and on. But you listen long enough to many of these, far left Democrat party elite people, and you'll hear that every single thing is a game. It's all just what it is. So, again, so you had Joe Biden on at the State of the Union talk about taxation. But one of the things I wanted to mention here real quick, this is actually from Town Hall. Psychiatrist suggests that Biden was given a stimulant to make it through his 90-minute so-to speech. President Joe Biden gave his 2024 State of the Union address at 9 p.m., way past his usual 4 p.m. dinner and bedtime. So how did the 81-year-old president stay awake and coherent enough to make a 90-minute speech in front of the nation? This might be the reason why. Psychologists told the Washington Times he believes Biden may have been medicated for his address, citing speculation the president usually exhibits signs of dementia due to his regular episodes of aggression towards reporters and inability to remember critical things. Dr. Carol Lieberman, a forensic psychiatrist based in Beverly Hills, California, told the outlet that Biden may have been given a stimulant to keep him alert and focused. Throughout his address, the president often shouted words and moved his hands at a more rapid rate than he normally does. Yes, we pointed that out right here on this show. If you look at how Joe Biden usually is, slow and stumbling, compared to how he was during the State of the Union, fiery and angry, these are signs that are typical for someone taking Adderall or any amphetamine, she said. Per the Washington Times, Biden showed signs that his usually energetic performance was not of his nature. Dr. Lieberman, who has not personally examined the president, said the signs of potential pharmaceutical use go beyond how Mr. Biden spoke during the nearly 90-minute speech, but also his mannerisms. For example, Mr. Biden typically rests his hands on the podium while delivering a speech from the teleprompter. During the State of the Union, he frequently gestured and moved with his hands at a rapid rate, she said. At various points, Mr. Biden appeared to slur some of his words. That's not new for the president, who sometimes slurs his words and gets excited, but Dr. Lieberman said the speed in which he slurred suggested he was pharmacologically helped, unquote. That's a quote, pharmacologically helped. It was a word salad on speed, she said, and that is a direct quote. Folks, I'm telling you, we were talking about this, and we had callers. I remember talking with Frank about this as well. Yeah, he was hyped up, hopped up on something. And my question, I think the day after the State of the Union, was can they afford to keep giving it to him all through the campaign? They paint themselves into a corner. That's exactly what they do. Folks, when we come back, we'll tell you about this taxation thing. You'll be maybe surprised, maybe not surprised at that. Stay right there. We are coming right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
News update.
The Georgia primary is this Tuesday, March 12th, and Georgia could be the state that puts us, look, if we win Georgia, we're going to win the election. Let me put it that way, okay?
New this Sunday, dueling political rallies in a key battleground state, Georgia. Former President Trump in the town of Rome in the northern part of the state Saturday night. President Biden speaking in Atlanta.
Americans pay more for prescription drugs than anywhere else in the world.
It's wrong, but I'm ending it.
Now, prior to his campaign event, Trump meeting with the parents of Lakin Riley. Police say the 22-year-old Georgia nursing student was brutally assaulted and killed by an illegal alien from Venezuela. The attack and murder happening in Athens, Georgia.
He was an illegal immigrant. He was an illegal migrant, and he shouldn't have been in our country, and he never would have been under the Trump policy.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue through the overnights. In America, 949-822-7959 is the number. And every time we hear this particular music, I always think, as I've said before, always think of that Ferrari Daytona Spider. Cruising up and down the streets of Miami, the wee hours of the morning. So if you happen to be tooling around in a Ferrari Daytona Spider or any other Ferrari for that matter, you definitely will go to the front of the telephone line this morning. All right. Once again, folks, welcome back. We love to have a little bit of fun here on the program. And yes, isn't that evocative? What a cool kind of sound, and what a cool, especially at that time, a really groundbreaking program, Miami Vice, back then. So, little Jan Hammer bringing us back in here from the bottom of the hour this morning. Folks, once again, 949-822-7959 is the number to call. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. Well, right before we went to the break, we were talking about this taxation thing that Joe Biden talked about in the State of the Union. But this from Fox Business. President Biden's jab at billionaires not paying their fair share during the State of the Union address last week is flawed, according to Gary Cohn, IBM vice chair and former Trump economic advisor, who said that billionaires with income in the U.S. pay at least 20% in taxes. Cohn appeared on CBS's Face the Nation to dispel how Biden tried to tap into the perception that the wealthy have greater advantages than the, quote, little guy, after Biden claimed that billionaires pay a lower tax rate than teachers and proposed slapping a minimum of 25% on billionaires. quote, if you actually look at who pays taxes in this country, the bottom 50% of earners in the U.S. pay 2.3% of tax collected. And at the top 10% pays over 70% of tax collected in this country, Cohn said, adding that this is in large part thanks to how the Trump administration redid the tax code in 2017. But you remember how President Biden spoke in his manner at the State of the Union. And I see now, again, I was of the opinion, and still am, that the State of the Union address seemed to be a blueprint for where their campaign strategy is really going. Part of that blueprint is total contempt. Total contempt. In fact, we got a quote from Nancy Pelosi. I think we'll have time here in just a moment to hear it. But this notion of total contempt, and that is like, you know, oh, you know, you don't want to, oh, you don't want people to pay their fair share, huh? Oh, I had this other bill. Oh, you didn't like that, did you? Ha ha. Well, I thought you could read and everything and stuff like that, Joe Biden would say. And I just think that they have part of the strategy is total contempt to say, you know, oh, and Donald Trump gave you a tax cut, but that, you know, caused all this problem. And, yeah, you guys don't want another $2 trillion tax cut, do you, for the most wealthy people ever? And again, it's breeding contempt, breeding class envy, class warfare. Those are the terms I'm using, you know, for that, because I think they're the applicable terms. But it, because most people, you know, don't really feel like that, you know. In America, well, here's one of the great things about America. In America, you could say, I really want to be successful. I really want to be, I mean, if I could be successful like Elon Musk, right? Or if I could be successful like Donald Trump, you know, prior to going into politics and all that. Because the day prior to him coming down the escalator, right, Donald Trump was probably sought after by so many of the Democrats, so many of the far left, heralded as a major force, you know, building the modern New York City of modern, you know, modern times here, you know, essentially of this force of nature. But he came down the escalator, said a few things about politics, and then suddenly he's the devil incarnate or something like that. But nevertheless, in America, you could say, I want to be like Donald Trump. I want to be like Elon Musk. I want to be like Steve Jobs. I want to be somebody who does something that is so wildly successful that I could, you know, finance my own moon mission or something, you know. And that's where you're growing up in America. But what Joe Biden and the others are trying to do, they're trying to say, no, no, no. You have to despise people who become successful. And by the same token, you become successful, guess what? Well, we'll have to despise you as well. So you really start taking away any real incentive. You take away the mechanisms of the American dream. And by the way, not everybody wants to be as rich as Elon Musk in the strict sense. For some people, total success in the American dream is they own their own home. Maybe they run their own business. They have freedom to do the things in life that they want to do, you know, and that is the measure of success, right? So, and for everybody, it's maybe a little bit different. But for the far left, success for them is making sure that, you know, you stay angry. You keep despising other people. Just despise your neighbor. My neighbor got a new car. I never got a new car. Oh, my gosh. You know, and, you know, they maybe they're not paying their fair share over there. Maybe they're in a different bracket. And they're not paying their fair share. It's trying to gin up that kind of stuff. So Cohn then identified a problem with Biden's talking point about billionaires, noting that a billionaire is a measure of net worth, not a description of one's taxable income. Oh, don't you love it when you kind of look at, you know, something from an actual reasonable, practical perspective? You could be a billionaire, have no taxable income, he said. You could not have $1 billion and have a high taxable, let me start that again. You could not have $1 billion and have a high taxable income. Cohen said this because some people may be sitting on assets, some of which may be liquid or illiquid. We do a very good job in this country of taxing income, he said. There is no income in this country unless you buy a tax-free bond that doesn't get taxed at a minimum of 20%, whether it's interest or dividends or capital gains. So there's no billionaire in this country who has income that is not paying at least 20%. Biden also wants to increase the corporate tax rate from 21 to 28%. Won't that be wonderful? Because, again, corporations are bad. Corporations are not good. Corporations, you know, they're just there to make their profit and stick it to everybody and this kind of thing. So let's tax them some more, okay? Because they're not paying their fair share yet. So they want to increase the corporate rate from 21 to 28%, increase the 15% corporate minimum tax on companies reporting over $1 billion in profit that was included in the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act to 21%. So it would go from 15 to 21%. These are, you know, and it's always given in this guise. It's the guise of, you know, the we're going to help everybody because that means everything is going to become affordable for you. If we just tax these people into oblivion, everything for you will now become affordable. And that, of course, is code talk for, you know, we'll have government programs or government subsidies and things like that. You'll continue to be beholden to us, the government, and we will be the ones who will basically dole this stuff out to you. We'll be the ones, and you'll have to pray at the altar of the feds. Right? You'll have to do that. And so just, you know, send Joe Biden to Congress because that will that will now affect this. It will make this happen for you. And my friends, I really do shudder to think that, you know, through this bizarre messaging, through this, you know, class envy strategy that is part and parcel of the Democrat Party elite since time immemorial. This is, you know, fine for them to do. They just do this all the time. That once again, it will have some kind of effect out there. But don't let them fool you. Don't let them fool you that somehow by trying to pawn off the problems that they're essentially causing onto other people or other groups or other individuals in order to make you angry, so that you go out and vote a certain way. Well, again, you just gotta be strong. You gotta stay strong. You gotta check this stuff out, and you gotta kind of see where they're coming from with this, you know. And it's, and by the way, who makes the tax laws? Is it Congress? You know, this kind of thing. And if people have tax attorneys and they go over stuff and they end up having to pay the taxes that they owe. Well, it seems that if you pay the taxes you owe, and this was already set up in the law, are you not paying your fair share? Because by saying they're not paying their fair share means that they're somehow getting away with not paying the taxes they actually owe. But if you don't pay the taxes you owe, you get in huge trouble with the IRS. Companies try to avoid that. Stay right there.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Continues on, and well, we're moving along at warp speed, as is usual here on the program, folks. But it is Monday. Like we said, we can't do anything about the idea that it is, in fact, Monday. It is Monday, but we can certainly do our very best to make you smile, to keep you informed, talk about these important issues, and help get you through your early morning hours. And if you're, as I was saying earlier, a lot of folks listening to this program right now, I mean, they're getting, you know, through their work day. This is their overnight in America. They're keeping America running through the overnight hours. And so it's our privilege to be right along with you this morning. So glad to be with you, as we said, 949-822-7959. KyleWarrenShow.com is my home website if you want to send us a direct message. And by the way, once again, we've got a great song this segment. This, again, comes in from Driver Ron, listening in the Denver area. We appreciate Driver Ron so very, very much. He's got a couple of great suggestions this morning. We heard Luke Combs earlier in the program with the One Too Many. And this hour, we got another Luke. This is Luke Bryan, and this is a great song and a great suggestion, and I love saying by request. This is from Luke Bryan, and it's called But I Got a Beer in My Hand, taking us through this segment here.
Got over mail, you're meant to kill your middle finger. You mirror supposed to make a country boy sad. I
should be in my recliner, whiskey typing up one-liners, crying, trying to get you back. Yeah, I know how that country song goes. I'm supposed to be hard, bro. But I gotta beer in my hand, and I gotta raise up high. I ain't gotta give it my damn right. I can do this all night. Country done came to town. This town don't stand a chance. I holler at the ladies, dancing like crazy. New Luke Casey's fresh up out the deer stand. Feeling this high wasn't part of my plan. Wasn't even gonna try.
Brian, but I got a beer in my hand. All right, very, very cool track. Very, very cool track indeed. And very, very cool sound. And I think it's a pretty good country song for Country Music Monday, everybody. So once again, welcome back to the show. Kyle Warren with you, of course. We're going to be talking with Denise Simon here in just a few minutes. And by the way, we'll open up the telephone lines with Denise at the bottom of next hour if you have a question or a comment, anything you want to talk with Denise Simon about. We'll open up those telephone lines at the bottom of next hour, as we often do here on the show. And but once again, folks, it is Monday, and once again, we hope that you've got some great plans. If you're working, or if you are, you know, whatever it is you got to go get done today, we sure hope that everything's going to go just fine. And but, you know, sometimes, well, but you may have to wait maybe till like 5 o'clock to get a beer in your hand at that point. But there's an isn't there another country song? Another song? What's it's? It's 5 o'clock somewhere. So get out the world clock, and you know, it's justifiable at that point. So, folks, colder temperatures and strong gusty winds are going to impact the Northeast into Monday as snow continues to impact the northern Appalachians and portions of the lower Great Lakes. Unsettled weather is expected to persist across the Pacific Northwest into the northern Rockies with multiple rounds of lower elevation rain, by the way. And a higher elevation snow. Fire danger to increase across the central and southern high plains from very dry conditions, gusty winds, and warm temperatures. So once again, we're going to be talking with Denise Simon here in just a few moments, by the way. And so again, if you want to head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, you're certainly welcome to do that. You can send us a direct message. As we heard from Richard the Marine already this morning, and of course, again, Driver Ron. And I was really, really excited, especially on the Friday edition. We had a lot of different direct messages and a lot of great phone calls. We have got great phone calls, by the way, on the weekend show as well. And that was very, very cool indeed. And also, by the way, I don't know if you were listening, but we got a great call from Puerto Rico That was on Friday morning, I believe. And that was pretty cool to hear from all the way in Puerto Rico. So, you know, we're reaching all the way up to New York City, all the way over to Seattle, Washington, down through Oregon. We've got calls from Oklahoma. We've got calls from all over the place. So we really appreciate it that you take the time to do that and call in. It really, really does mean a lot to us. We appreciate it so very, very much. And so once again, the telephone number, and we'll open up the lines at the bottom of the hour, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. If you'd like to give us a call, we'll be, again, talking with Denise Simon here in just a few moments. Hopefully, we might, let's see, we might be having a little bit of issue getting Denise this morning, but we'll definitely have her back right here after the top of the hour if we're not able to get in communication with her here. But at any rate, folks, we do have so much to talk about, so much to do. But let's take a call here real quick while we're waiting for Denise Simon. I think we've got somebody lighting up the lines here with us right now. Good morning. You're on the air. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It is actually Denise.
Oh, it is Denise. Okay, good. I thought I recognized it, but wasn't sure. All right, so...
Well, I sent you a message. I would call you on my other system, but my mouse died.
Oh, no. Well, we can do something about that, I hope. It's not an actual mouse. It's a computer mouse at the very least. Well, I'm glad. Yeah, thanks for using this alternate form here. I appreciate that very much, Denise. I figured something was going on, but at any rate, glad that we made contact here. And obviously, we've got a lot to talk about. We've got Joe Biden, of course, saying that there should be no attack on Rafah. Isn't that something? Because isn't that where Hamas is?
Well, yeah, and you know, I think that again, the one country that's missing in this entire discussion is Egypt. You know, let Egypt go deal with the security system and whatnot in Rafah. I mean, why do they get a pass?
Well, indeed, why do they get a pass? But this is, you know, part and parcel, too, of Joe Biden, I think, trying to make up some support here for what he's losing from some of these different groups by trying to redline this thing.
Precisely. This is all so he can, you know, get the voters in Michigan on his side, you know, his Palestinian, you know, dissenters now.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And we'll talk more about this, of course, when we come up from the top of the hour. And folks, we'll continue on with Denise Simon here in just a few minutes because we will hear the top of the hour news. And then, of course, we'll get updated on everything. We'll come back, talk about everything. The Monday edition is continuing on. And, well, you know, you just can't stop us. That's the thing. You can't stop us. And we'll come right back after the top of the hour news. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions. Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.